请
Listen to my words, Lord, consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for you do I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly, for you are not a God who is pleased with weakness. With you, evil people, you destroy those who tell lies, the bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house in reverence. I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness, because my enemies made your way straight before me. Not a word from the mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is open grave. Declare them guilty, O God. Let them intrigues be their downfall. Banish them from their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield.
今天是新年的第一个主日，在这里祝大家新年快乐。
Happy New Year！
啊，我们常在新年，我们会说新年新希望，我们也都会常给自己下定一个新的目标、新的期许。
So it's a new beginning, new hope, New Year resolution, goal setting.
那我们不晓得你新年都会给自己下定什么样的目标，去完成什么样的理想。
So everybody have different goals.
啊，我相信许多人总是可以如愿达到目标。
I believe some will always reach their goals.
但我也相信有些人总是立定行善由得我的学出来，却由不我有我的遗憾。
And some will always regret the flesh is willing, but the flesh is weak.
那请问你是属于哪一种？不要举手啊！你是哪一种？我想看看你是哪一种。
Which camp do you belong to?
不管如何。
Regardless of the past,
今年2020年是一个崭新的开始。
2020 is brand new.
我盼望我们下定一个目标，那这个目标呢，不是赚钱更多。
I hope your best wish is not to making more money,
而是爱主更深，好不好
？But love God more.
好像有人觉得不大好哈。我们不要赚钱更多哈，但是我们要爱主更深，好不好？好
no money, but love God more.
不是 no money, 我们也要 money. 然而我们的灵敏，我觉得我们灵敏决定我们跟主的关系。当我们想到要爱主更深，这是决定我们跟主间的关系。
Our spirituality will decide our relationship with the Lord.
那唯有提升我们的灵敏，才能够改善我们与神之间的关系。
Only by enhancing our spirituality can we improve relationships with the Lord.
所以不要以为说，你只要服侍神更多，你就会更爱主。
It's not about serve more.
因为往往事实都刚好相反。
Quite the contrary.
唯有你提升你的灵敏，你才能够更爱主。
Only by enhancing spirituality can you love God more.
那你更爱主，你才会更努力的侍奉。
And serve more.
如果你靠自己的意志力坚持去侍奉的结果，常常是让你更容易烧尽。
Otherwise, it is easy to burn out by serving more only.
所以更具体的说，为了让教会兴旺，你必须更爱主。
To revive the church, you need to love God more.
而为了更爱主呢，你必须要提升你的灵命。
So we need to enhance spirituality so that we can love God more.
所以提升灵命是我们基督徒未来一年我们应当要必须努力的一个目标。
To enhance spirituality should be the goal for every Christian for the new year.
大卫是一位被神破碎与得着并且重用的仆人。
King David was broken yet received and used by God.
在他所写的每一篇诗篇当中，他都赤裸裸地坦诚他的痛苦挣扎与心路历程。
From any psalm, he bared his soul about pain and struggle.
我们可以从他所写的这些诗篇当中看见他灵命借着环境的磨练而有了很大的提升与成长。
Through these, he was tested and grew.
特别是在我们刚才所读的第五篇当中，我们可以看见这记载着他当年如何重新得力。提升灵命的过程。
Especially in Psalm 5 we just read, you can see how he renewed his strength and enhanced his spirituality.
而且我相信这个过程今天也一定可以成为你我的帮助。
I believe it can help us.
尤其当我们要面对新的一年的开始，我们也能够从这一段经文来一起学习，彼此共勉，一同成长。
Experience the same process for the new year.
好，简单的说，大卫灵命得以提升，我把它整理归纳出来，有以下三个步骤。
Simply put, as always, I provide three steps.
好，第一个是恳切的祈求。
Pray earnestly.
好，让我们一起来共读一到六节。好，如果你眼睛够好，请你读大声一点。好，预备，请。
Give ear to my word, O Lord, consider my meditation, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee I pray, my voice shall hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look out, for thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. Neither shall evil dwell with thee, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hast O workers of iniquity, and shall destroy them that speak leasing, and the Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful men.
还有三方面我们要来恳切的祈求。第一个是要求神的关注。
As always, in three steps. First, pray for God's attention.
因为在第一节当中，他说，耶和华，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。
Listen to my words, Lord, consider my lament.
我相信我们每一个人来美国之前，如果你是第一代移民，可能都已经会一点点简单的英文。
I believe everyone before coming to U.S. at least should learn some basic English.
至少你会说 hello, thank you, goodbye.
Hello, thank you, goodbye.
你会嘛，都会讲这个。然后你来美国之后，我当初也是会几句啊，我不是都不会，我也会几句啊，来自才发现说，哎，好像这几句话不常讲。
I know some English.
最常讲的是什么？最常讲的是对不起啊，请再说一遍啊，没听清楚，再说一遍啊。
Often most people say, pardon me, can you repeat that again?
因为常常对方说太快了，就听不清楚。
They said it so quickly, I could not get it.
那你想一下，全世界有几千种语言，是不是上帝怕上帝听不清楚，所以要让他留心听啊？我们讲的是中文，有时候是讲这个台湾话、广东话这些，所以上帝要留心听啊。我们现在在讲什么语言，上帝要听去，怕他听不清楚，是不是这样子？
There's thousands of languages in the world. Do God needs to be all ears?
其实不是的。
Not so.
因为这里所提到，无论是出生的言语，或是没有声音的心思，他要表达是希望神能够，期待神能够去明白，去理解的。
Regardless of vocalized words or silent meditation, men expect God to understand.
说得更清楚一点，就是人的言语和心思都是期待上帝得到上帝的关注，受到上帝的在意。
To pay attention.
否则人在患难难处的时候呢，就觉得自己的存在是多余的，是累赘的，于是对人生就失去意义了。
Otherwise, we will feel neglected, worthless, when encounter difficulties and lose hope.
其实我们今天的世代跟从前的社会都是一样，都是希望每个人都希望被关注。
Throughout history, men yearned for attention.
这就是为什么这几年兴起很多研发出来社交媒体这么大受欢迎，因为这些工具就满足了人心中那种被期待关注的需要，得到了满足。
That's why social media are so popular to satisfy people's needs for attention.
而且当你知道你不单是被人关注，你更是被神关注，被神在乎，那岂不是更让你找到坚定的信念，去坚定人生，并让你重新得力来面对各种艰难挑战吗？
If you know God pay attention and care about you, you can renew the strength and affirm your purpose and face all kinds of challenges and difficulties.
那第二个祷告是什么呢？是求神的垂听。
Pray for God's listening.
好，从第二节到第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
当人们向神呼求，表明心中的想法意念，迫切要让神知道的时候。
So when people cry out to God for many urgent thoughts and ideas.
尽管我们都知道神是无所不知的，包括我们刚刚上一节讲到有声的、无声的这个言语，或是无声的心思，神早就知道了。
Even we know God is omniscient, He knows our voice and thoughts even before we.
但是我们仍然要大声地向他呼求，才能够足以表达我们心中那种急迫的渴望。
We still cry out to God earnestly.
虽然我们不晓得大卫当时是遭遇什么事情，那样子的急迫、紧急迫切，但是我们可以看出，他是期待神是否在垂听他内心的呼求。
We don't know what David was earnestly crying out for, yet we can tell he was expecting God to listen.
尤其令我们感动的是，大卫虽然没有说明神已经垂听他的祷告，但是他做了一个立志，就是他清早起来头一件事情就是要灵修。
More movingly, David resolved to pray first thing in the morning.
他要向神开口祈祷，并且聆听他的声音。
Also listen to God's voice.
你有没有注意到，这是双向的，他向神开口，然后呢 还要聆听上帝的声音。
It's two way, both listening and praying.
有一首诗歌叫《轻轻听》。
As a song, gently listening.
都会唱，有人点头，有人不理我哈。会不会唱这种《轻轻听》？我要轻轻听，有没有？有会了哈。那这首歌的歌词其实就说到两方面，一方面是你要倾听主的声音，然后一方面呢是要主在倾听你的声音。
God is listening gently.To our prayer, and we need to listen gently for God's voice.
那我们神在听我们的声音，所以我们要开口向他祷告。那我们怎么听主的声音呢？也借着读经来聆听神的声音呢？
So through Bible study,
而不是凭感觉来听神的声音。
Not about feeling.
说不定是撒旦的声音啊，你怎么知道？
Since Satan can attempt us with His voice.
所以你不能说凭你的感觉来说，哦，现在有什么声音，现在有什么声音，这很危险啊。
So feeling is dangerous.
所以这就是为什么大卫他每早晨要向神陈明他的心思意念之时，他的态度要是警醒的。
That's why David prayed in the morning expectantly.
他特别最后一句，他提到什么，并要什么警醒，免得受到魔鬼的引诱而听错的声音。
To avoid raw voice from Satan's temptation.
好，最后一个祷告啊，是求神的鉴察。
Pray for God's searching.
好，第四节到第六节。
Verses 4-6.
好，四节到六节呢，有七个名称代表神所憎恶的人，那分别是做恶事的、恶人、狂傲人、作孽的、说谎的、好流人血的、弄诡诈的。
God hates who are wicked, evil, arrogant, doing wrong, telling lies, bloodthirsty, and deceitful.
那这几种人呢，不但是让神憎恶，一切属神的人当然要远离这些恶事，也要与行恶的有所分别。
Godly people should avoid these people and separate from them.
因为神对这些行恶的态度呢，是一步一步的更加严重。
So God displeases them.
好，有六个。严重的下场，包括不喜悦、不能同居、不能站在他眼前、恨恶、必灭绝，还有憎恶等六个严重下场。
God displeases, not welcome, can't stand, hates, destroys, detests with dire consequences.
但另一方面呢，这也间接说明大卫心中真正要表明的，并不是属于这样的人，希望神能够鉴察。
Indirectly, David was not like them.
要上帝求告啊，上帝啊，我不是这样的人啊！这七种的任何你所憎恶的任何一种，而且他也不希望任何这六种严重的下场，任何一种临到他。
So he hoped God would search as requested, not suffer dire consequences like those people.
但为什么大卫要刻意这样祷告呢
？Why did David pray this way?
因为他合理的怀疑，他现在所面对的困境。不就好像 这六种也发生在他的身上啊，好像神不喜悦，神不能同居，不能站在他的眼前啊，然后也恨恶灭绝，正好像要慢慢要临到他，所以他在恐慌啊，否则日子怎么会过得那么辛苦呢？
He was suffering from condemnation in those days and wondered aloud his concern for life. Even he was not like people, hated and destroyed by God.
我相信如果我们遭遇同样的处境，我们也会合理的怀疑，所以才要大声的疾呼，上帝求你鉴察， 请求神能够鉴察。
So we will cry out for God to search.
好，这是第一个步。第二方面呢，我们要坚定的立志。
We need firm resolution.
好，接下来是第七节到第九节。
Verses 7 to 9.
好，我们一起来攻读这段经文，预备，请。
But as for me, I will come into the house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear I worship toward the holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in my righteousness because of my enemies, make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth, their inward part is very wickedness, their throat is an open sepulchre, they flatter with their tongue.
要坚定的立志什么呢？有三方面，根据这段经文，有三方面的立志。第一个立志是要竭诚为主而活。
So in three aspects, to live for God in earnest.
所以一开始就说，至于我，这是不管别人如何。大卫内心他的一个志向，就算恶人再多，恶人再怎么兴旺，都不管，我比较重要。
David resolved to come into God's house.
跟当年约书亚的立志一样，不管别人如何，但他说：“至于我和我家，我们怎么样，必定什么侍奉耶和华。”
As Joshua said, "Me and my household will serve the Lord, no matter how many wicked people or how prosperous they were."
而在这里，大卫也同样，他知道恶人很多啊，可是不管，至于我，我必怎么样？他说：“凭你什么？”丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所，还有一个，我必存什么？你的心下拜啊！这两件事情，简单的说啊，简单的说啊，就是以感恩的心来侍奉，以敬畏的心来敬拜。
David said, "By your great love, I can come into your house." He served with a heart of thanksgiving, in reverence.I bow down toward your holy temple. David worshipped with reverence.
这也就是说，他立志，他一生要竭诚为主而活。
Live for God for the rest of his life.
他表现呢，在他对神的侍奉以及对神的敬拜上。
To serve him and worship him.
啊，正如在新约保罗，他也这样劝告我们，在罗马书十二章第一节。
As Paul said, Romans chapter 12, verses 1.
他说什么？我们要将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此什么？是吗？其实原文是敬拜的意思哈。敬拜乃是理所当然。
Offer your body as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is true and proper worship.
同样的，我们是否有相同的立志
？We should have the same resolution.
以感恩的心来侍奉神，以敬畏的心来敬拜神。
So offer themselves and worship with thanksgiving.
将自己重新献在神的祭坛上，在新的一年愿意竭诚为主而活。
It's living sacrifice for the new year.
好，第二个立志是什么呢？是要谨慎的啊，谨慎他所行的道路。
To behave cautiously.
好，第八节。
Verses 8.
好。大卫希望跟随神走正义和正直的路，所以希望神来带领他走前面，走他前面的道路。
David desired justice and righteousness, so he asked God to leave a straight way before him.
即使面对仇敌的攻击，或是此时恶人当道，走在平坦的道路让他看不惯，但是他仍然坚持自己的道路，必须是合神心意的。
Even facing enemy attack or injustice, he still insists on pleasing God.
就算前面的道路崎岖难行，或是寸步难走，只要坚定神的引领，他在所不惜。
Following God's guidance despite difficulty or struggle could not go on.
正如大卫在另一篇的诗篇啊所说，在诗篇二十七篇十一节。
As in Psalm 27, verses 11.
好，让我们一起来攻读，预备，请。
Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path. Because of your oppressor.
引导我走平坦的路。事实上，我们看见今天的社会，你会发觉，你越是坚持走秉持公义正直的事，请问你的道路就会越来越容易，还是越来越不容易？
In fact, is it easy for you to insist on righteousness in modern days political correctness?
我们可能都有深深的感触哈。你可以试试啊，假如你到这个加州法院，或是去国会去抗议啊，你大声的跟他讲同性恋是一个罪恶哈，那你有种留下联系方式哈，你的 email， 你的这个所有联系方式，你等你回家，你就会遭到多少攻击。
Try demonstrating before state courts or Congress about homosexual as sin. If you dare to leave your contact information, you're for sure being attacked with a vengeance in the future.
请注意哈，这些人都是神所深爱的人，我没有恶意要攻击这些人。但是如果你敢这样子做，我保证你接下来日子很绝对很精彩。
So you'll be attacked with a vengeance.
天天很热闹的哈。
Fireworks every day.
但是这就是为什么许多人对于不公不义的事，他宁愿选择忍气吞声。
That is why silent majority about injustice.
但是大卫并不是这样。
David was different.
他知道要走跟随主的道路是辛苦的。
He knew it wasn't easy to follow straight way of God.
所以他必须要谨慎去行走。
He was cautious.
其实我们也是如此。
We should be the same.
并非被罪恶所屈服，
Not caving to sin,
而是稍不留意就被这社会的价值观所影响。
But be conscious of the cultural influence.
所以我们也要谨慎所行的道路。
Cautious, stay on straight way.
最后一个励志是什么？是要防备恶者的作为。
To guard against evil doer.
第九节那里告诉我们
，Verses nine，
这些人怎么样？这些作为，他们口中怎么样？心里怎么样？喉咙怎么样？舌头怎么样
？Their mouths, their hearts, their throat.Their tongues.
那圣经描述这些恶人的所作所为，他的可怕也正是让人不敢领教。
Bible described the horror of evil doer.
他说，敞开的坟墓，这表示结局的可怕，让人难以接受。
Open grave means terrible ending.
那舌头谄媚，它表示糖衣毒药的诱惑，令人难以拒绝。
Lying tongues means temptations of sugar-coated poison, irresistible.
其实这些现象就是人类在罪恶中的真相。
True depravity of human sin.
那难怪圣经会这样告诉我们说，人心怎么样，比万恶怎么样都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能视透呢
？In Bible Jeremiah 17 verses 9, the heart is deceitful of all things and beyond cure. We who can understand it.
耶稣也提醒我们说，凡从外面进去的不能污秽人，凡从人里面出来的才能污秽人，因为从里面就是神从心里面发出的恶念、苟合、偷盗等等等，这一切恶都是从里面出来且能污秽人。
Jesus also reminded us nothing can enter a person from outside can defile them, but coming from inside, such as greed, sexual immorality, theft, adultery.
既然知道恶者的作为是那样的恐怖，影响又是那样的深远，因此我们就必须要立志小心翼翼来防备这些恶者的作为。
Such horror, the behavior of evil doer with long-lasting influence, we must guard against the attack.
除了提防这些行恶的来攻击你，甚至陷害你，也要提醒自己不要受到这些恶行的影响，也加入其中。
So we need to guard against attack, set up, or even avoid joining the evil behavior.
好，除了呢，要这个要祷告，第一步要恳切的祈求，第二步呢，要坚定的立志，最后要全然的交托。
Pray earnestly, firm determination, and also to entrust everything.
好，让我们一起来攻读第十到十二节。
Declare them guilty of God, let their intrigue be their downfall, banish them from their many sins, for they have rebelled against you, but let all those who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy, spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Sure, Lord, you bless the righteousness, you surround them with your favors as a shield.
我们刚刚提到提升灵命的三步骤，从你对上帝的诚心祷告，这是对上的，然后呢，个人立定心志，这是对内的，接下来就是将一切全然交托，这是对外的。
Three steps to enhance spirituality: pray heavenly resolution from within and entrust everything outwardly.
而全然的交托必须包括以下三方面。
Three ways how to entrust everything.
第一个是让神显明公义。
Let God do justice.
第十节那里说，神啊，求你定他们的罪。愿他们因自己的计谋跌倒，愿你在他们许多过犯中把他们逐出，因为他们背叛了你。
Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigue be their downfall. Banish them from their many sins, for they have rebelled against you.
我认为这一节经文所要表达的，并不是去咒诅那些行恶的得到报应，而是全然交托，让神来定夺。
Personally, I think this verse is not about cursing evildoers, deserve their behavior, but entrusting everything to God totally.
因为真正的交托是让神当神，即使是恶人当道的时代。
Let God be in charge, even when evildoers are in power.
但他要相信神是一定会为受屈的人伸冤。
Vengeance is mine, I will repay.
最终一定会显明他的公义。
God is totally just.
正如保罗他劝勉我们说，
Paul encourages us.
在罗马书十二章十九节，我们一起来。
Romans chapter 12 verses 19. Don't take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it's written, "It is mine to revenge; I will repay."
伸冤在我，我必报应。然而人常常就是咽不下这口气。
Instead, people often want instant gratification.
总是喜欢靠自己的方法去解决所有的问题。
Insist on an eye for an eye.
甚至是以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以恶治恶，以其人之道还治其人之身。
A tooth for a tooth, return evil with evil, tit for tat.
我们千万不要以相同的方式来还击。
We should not do the same.
因为那不是最好的方法。
Since it's not the best way,
我们只有以信心全然交托，求神来显明他的公义。
Only entrust totally with faith in God's righteousness.
相信神是赏罚分明的。
God is absolute just.
诚如圣经所提醒、所告诉我们的。
As in Isaiah chapter 3 verses 11.
在以赛亚书三章十一节，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Woe to the wicked! Disaster is upon them. They will be paid back for what their hands have done.
受报应。第二个全然交托是愿人靠主欢喜。
Let people rejoice in the Lord.
第十一节他说，凡投靠你的，愿他们喜乐，时常欢心，因为你护庇他们，又愿那些爱你名的人都靠你什么欢心。
Let them all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing with joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you.
好，请注意这节经文用到几个词啊，喜乐、欢呼、欢心，似乎不是那些正在受苦中或是遭遇不公平对待的人应有的心情表现。
Pay attention in the verse. Be glad, joy, rejoice may not apply to people suffering or being mistreated.
明明这些人他们在受痛苦。却要强颜欢笑，这不是太虚假了吗？
If so, it may be faking cheerfulness falsely.
其实在这里所提到的是一种祈愿的行动，而不是现状的描述。
Actually, it mentions hope, not reality.
也就是那些凡投靠神的，愿意到神面前爱慕他的人，他们的人生不应该是愁苦的，而应当是喜乐欢欣的，同不同意？
For people relying on God, worshiping Him, life should be joyful, not heavy laden.
如果你是全心信靠主，却仍旧活在愁苦当中，不能欢欣，那表示你并没有全然的交托。
If you claim to entrust God totally, yet your face is downcast, then you haven't entrusted completely.
你还记得当年记载一个哈拿祷告求子的故事吗？
Hannah prayed for child bitterly.
祭司以利要他平平安安的回去。
After the priest Eli sent him home in peace.
那时候他回家之后，哇，他就能够照常吃喝，而且面上就不带愁容了。
She went home, eat and drink, no longer downcast.
虽然那时候他还没有怀孕，但是他相信神，他能够靠主得胜。
She was still barren, but she thinks God will overcome.
就是因为她有真正的全然交托，她才能够靠主欢心。
Since she totally entrusted in God and rejoiced.
同样的，我们能不能靠主欢心，也决定于我们能否全然交托 这需要信心。
We need faith to entrust God totally to rejoice.
最后一个全人交托是要盼主赐福保护。
May God bless and keep us.
好，第十二节告诉我们说，因为你必赐福与义人耶和华啊，你必用恩惠如同盾牌四面护卫他。
Verses 12, sure, God, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield.
这是大卫在最后，在这篇诗篇最后的总结与宣告。
This was the last proclamation and summary from David.
就算他处在一个不义的世代当中，也许环境对他不公平，但是他仍坚信要行公义、好怜悯，才能够谦卑与神同行。
Despite unrighteousness and unfairness, he insisted on righteousness and mercy to walk with God.
并且他也深信这样的结果一定会得到神的赐福与保护。
In the hope God would bless and protect him.
这就是他全然的交托的一种表现，他才会有这样的宣告。
This is total entrusting in proclamation.
同样的，当我们在面对新的一年，也许我们不能够马上改变现状。
We may not change the status quo in the new year right away.
在我们周围许多不公不义的事情可能仍在发生。
Unrighteousness and unfairness around us can still happen.
但是我们不要放弃我们作为基督徒在这世代应当坚持的原则。
Don't give up on Christian principles.
就是成为一个行公义、好怜悯的人来与神同行。
Walk with God in righteousness and mercy.
当我们有这样的信念之后，我们用信心全然交托，神不但会赐福于我们，而且会在我们一切所行的道路来保护我们。
Entrust totally in faith, God will bless us and protect us in everything.
他怎么保护呢？圣经说，他用恩惠如同盾牌四面为护卫啊。
As with a shield guarding for you.
是一个完全的保护啊。
Complete protection.
我想我们一定能够经历，只有神帮助你的时候，就没有人能够抵挡你。
If God is with us, who can be against us?
最后，我们知道新的一年已经开始了，我们没有退路，因为世上没有后悔药。
New year is upon us, no turning back.
我们只能坚定地继续往前走。
We need to move forward.
但是我要告诉你，不要天真地以为你将来的日子一定会越来越轻省，越来越好。
Life may not be easy.
为什么？
Why?
因为面对仇敌的攻击与环境的挑战，这是不会停止的。
Enemy is constantly attacking. Challenges are everywhere.
当我们挥别过去2019年，也许我们仍然带着某些无奈的遗憾或是伤痛的回忆。
We may still harbor regrets and painful memories sending off 2019.
但是我们都必须忘记背后，努力面前的，继续向着标杆直跑，因为这才是神的心意。
Yet we need to strive forward toward God's purpose, since this is His will.
而让我们能够继续迈向标杆的前提，就是你我都必须重新得力，挺身灵命。
We will renew the strength and enhance spirituality.
如同大卫当年能够重新得力，提升灵命之后，才能够完成神对他更大的托付。
As God has done to fulfill God's mission for him.
我们也是如此的，神有一个更大的托付要给你，可是不是在你软弱无力之时。
God had mission for you.
因此，让我们一起来学习大卫提升灵命的三个步骤。
Learn from David three steps.
首先，他恳切地向神祷告，因为世上没有任何的人事物你可以信靠的。
Praying earnestly, relying only on Him.
第二个是。你要坚定的立定心志，因为你对于自己未来人生有完全绝对的责任。
With firm resolution, with your responsibility,
并且最后你要全然的信靠交托，因为除了神，任何人都无法掌管所有的命令。
Entrust everything, since God is in total control.
当我们有这样的操练，我相信我们必定能够。 重新得力，提升灵命。
When we have such discipline, we can renew strength and enhance spirituality.
这样才能够新在新的一年满足神对我们的期待，也完成神对我们无论是个人，无论是教会的托付。
Fulfill God's expectation and mission in the new year for us and the church.
因此，让我们一起彼此勉励，在未来一年不是只想到为自己而活，让我们以满足神的心意为目标来立志为主而活，好不好？
Let's encourage each other not just live for yourself, but put God's will first. Live for the Lord.
好，让我们一起起立，我们来回应这首歌，用这首歌来回应。
Let's stand and sing the hymn responsively, Living for Jesus.